That's Ooh. Right.
We're Ooh, I like this jam.
Something.
Something, Holly, yeah.
Yeah, something.
It's time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in the wrong place, right here on our show. Ian and Marjorie would never do this crap. Anyway, let's get to it. Who do we have?
We are starting this morning with Spencer.
Oh, awesome.
Hi, Spencer.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going, everyone? I'm good. I'm a little confused about my love life right now, but, you know, I'm good.
Well, we're here to help.
That's the least we can do, Spencer. That's the least. That's the only money back guarantee we can make you. We will help. We can't tell you if it's going to be good help or bad help, but we can help.
Help is good. Thank you.
That's right. We're going to shut our mouths now. Go ahead and tell us about your date with Alexandra, right? Alexandra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Alexandra. So Elle and I met on Instagram. She showed up. There's that like For You page. I don't know if you all know, but it's like you basically it's the suggested, recommended. She showed up. I checked out her profile. I ended up commenting over the course of a few weeks, commented on a couple of things. Comments turned into like, you know, DMs, all of that sort of stuff. And turns out we realized we both lived in the Twin Cities. And I was like, hey, why don't we just go on a date? Let's just meet up. So we ended up meeting up at the Mall of America.
Okay.
Oh, fun. Oh, a place for fun in your life.
Right. Yeah.
Was it?
No, you know what? Like, I say, like, the mall is actually a really great place to have a date because there's so many different things to do. There's, like, you can eat, you can walk around, you know, there's just a lot happening there. So, yeah, it was great. Like, shopping at the food court. Yeah, and now, you know, I just am a little confused about why after this great date nothing has happened. It just felt really easy, and that's the thing. It's like you don't go on those first dates that feel easy and natural and organic, and it was all those things. And you know, it's just I want that again. And I thought she did too. So
So anything weird at the end? I always ask a version of this. Anything that you think, you know, a bad kiss, an awkward going in for a hug, and you know what I mean? Was
friend
there anything?
Zone. Yeah. Did you go on the SpongeBob roller coaster and somebody puked?
No, you know, it's funny because I listen to y'all, you know, frequently, and you know, I just yeah, and I knew that this question was coming up, and I was like, I went back and I was like, did anything weird happen with Al? And no, like, you know, at the end of the date, I was a gentleman. I walked her out to her car. We hugged. And that was 3 weeks ago. And I've texted a few times, but nothing yet. So I'm not quite sure what's up.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, thank you for, I mean, you listen to us, so you know what we ask. So thank you for looking inside yourself. Again, we quote Mufasa from Lion King on that one. Anyway, okay, Simba, we're going to put you on hold, and you're not going to hear. I'm sorry, you are going to hear everything. Now, your date is on the other line. We lied to her, and we told her that she was nominated to be on this segment by someone. She does not know it's about you.
Nope.
She certainly doesn't know it's about her. She just thinks that she's taking part in a goofy radio segment. So she's heard nothing, by the way. So,
but you'll hear everything. Okay. So,
yeah,
that she says. Yep. Okay.
Hold on just a second.
All right. He seems fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did he drink from the water on the flume ride?
Ooh. Maybe, you know, the splashes just sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not a ride person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm making assumptions.
Yeah. Well, let's end the assumptions
let's just talk to Alexandra.
Oh
gosh.
Hi, Alexandra. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for doing this. Let me just let us acknowledge right away. I'm sure this isn't how you normally spend a Thursday. Am I right? You're not usually calling into a goofy radio show.
No, not usually. First time for everything, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. You know, some people nude skydive. Some people do this. So thanks.
Dating, yeah.
Yeah. Alexandra, this is called Second Chance Romance. It is a goofy dating little segment that we do. You were nominated. Thank you for saying yes. The only thing we didn't tell you, and here's the surprise, and please don't hang up or be mad. We sought you out for a reason. Somebody wants to this wasn't an accident that one of your, I think it was a family in this case, was like, hey, Alexander, you should do this show. This was on purpose because somebody that you went out with wants to reunite with you. How are you feeling? Does that scare you? Yeah, I get it. We get it. Do you remember going out with Spencer?
This is about Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're...
Yay!
Your tone is answering my next question.
Ooh.
Alexandra, yes, that's what this is about. We did fib to you a little bit. Please don't be mad. This is about Spencer. Mm-hmm. He wrote us a very nice email about you and was wondering why there wasn't anything after the first date. So, again, a reminder, you're on the radio, so say whatever you want or don't want to say. Can I ask you, was there a reason there was nothing after the first date?
To be honest, I mean, I thought he would get the hint and just kind of move on. I mean, he thinks it's cute, but I asked him multiple times not to call me Al. My name is Alexandra. He calls me Al. He completely ignored me. It was like, I don't know, I think he enjoyed it. For some reason, like, I think maybe it liked frustrating me, but he continued to call me Al even more after I told him not to. And I just think that's so rude.
Oh, he shortened your name.
You know, you ask somebody not to do something. Yes.
And then he kept doing it.
Oh, no. Was he like singing Paul Simon to you? You can call me.
Yeah. Call me.
Sorry, out. Alexandra. I told me to.
Oh, God. Have you heard that before?
My stomach did a little flip.
I get it. We have a mutual friend, Christopher Straub, who I made early. He hates to be called. He will not accept being called Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I have another person that used to be in my life that does not like the short version of their name. So I get it. My point is, we get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you asked him to stop.
Yes. I really, really did in the nicest of ways. I wasn't nasty. And you know, it kind of started like when we were chatting back and forth on Instagram. And I don't know, at the time I thought it was an easy way to address me. So I kind of let it go. But then it continued in person. And then eventually I just asked him really nicely to stop. I said, I don't really like being called Al. I want to be called Alexandra. That is my name. And he just didn't listen to me. He kept calling me Al. And to me, that's a big red flag. Like, if you're not listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth, like, how are we going to be together? I don't know. It was very, very uncomfortable, and I was not happy.
Well, I'm just going to be honest. It's about ready to get a little more uncomfortable because you figured it out. He nominated you. He was the one that gave us contact info. He's on the other line.
Oh, great. Okay.
Because he wanted, He's heard all, he wanted to reunite with you. That's why. We're not trying to purposely be, well, I guess we are, but go ahead. Let's put Spencer up. Spencer, up. You're up now. You heard what she said. What say you?
Well, firstly, hey, Al.
oh, my God. Stop. Stop.
it's a sign of affection that you have a nickname with me. I have friends who want one and don't because it hasn't organically happened. So, you know, it's a sign of honor.
Are you serious right now? Like, do I really need to talk to a grown man about how I want to be called by my given birth name? Like, without going into it, I have my reasons. Okay. So like, I hate being called Al. I thought I made myself pretty clear. And when I told you not to do it, you kept doing it. So I'm over you. I'm over this situation. I kind of think you're rude.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. I do get it now from hearing you say all of that. I really, I, c- complete honesty, I thought you were joking before and we were just having fun. I was just trying to tease you a little bit, but in like a fun way. So I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
Shooting star.
Whose turn is it?
I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. Alexandra, I'm going to just ask for politeness. We have gift cards to a variety of local restaurants. Run to Red. If we give you one, would you like a second try with Spencer?
I'm just going to jump in here first. I think I've changed my mind about all of this. We're not on the same page. So bye, Al.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still ghosting you. Okay. Al is not even a unique nickname, so you're not cute or clever. So thanks for wasting more of my time, Spence. Appreciate
Alex,
it.
Alexandra, we are sorry we wasted your time. We appreciate you being a good sport. So thank you.
Oh,
and he hung up,
and
by the way.
But yeah, you know, at least, well, yeah, I guess if he hung up. But
and she hung up.
Well, we know things now.
Oh,
we know things.
Oh.
Okay.
We know things.
We sure do.
Yeah. But, you know, Jason said he have friends like that. I have friends like that. One of my besties.
Oh.
Never shorten her name. And nicknames, I'm not personally fond of when people abbreviate my name or give me nicknames in that way.
Yeah.
It's not something that I'm going to point out, but it's also something that I'm just kind of like swallow a little bit. And I'm just like,
oh. And they continue to do it. It's like, yeah. Wow. I'm the same. I don't like to be called Al. It's Lex, if anything.
You can call me Al.
Do you like Alexis? Do you like Lex?
Yeah, Lex, Lexi, just Al. Okay. I don't like. I completely understand where Alexandra's coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. Man.
Second Chance Romance.
Even though it's one of the best albums, Graceland. But,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paul Simon is a bop.
Oh, absolutely.
There we go.
Ooh, maybe next week we'll find love.
Yeah. We're going to do it.
There we go. Tuesdays and Thursdays, ooh, unfortunately, at the top of the third hour right here on our show. When we come back, fortunately, we have Holly.
Yes.
Holly, complete name. Holly, Alexis, Jason. Holly will do the dirt alert when we return.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Here we go. Time to get caught up. Time to get educated on the happenings in the entertainment industry and the Dirt Alert with Holly. Hello.
Oh, hello. We're going to start with Keith Morrison, Dateline correspondent, and Matthew Perry, the late Matthew Perry's stepfather. He's talking about his relationship with his late stepson 5 months after Perry died at the age of 54. So he's doing this on Hoda Kotb's podcast. And, you know, he's saying that, as other people have told me hundreds of times, it doesn't go away yet. He said, it's with you every day, and it's with you all the time. Speaking of the grief of the passing of Matthew Perry. And he said, you know, he's going through it. And he said that I'm not giving away too much by saying that towards the end of his life, you know, he, Keith, and Matthew were closer than he had seen them for decades. And not only with Keith, but apparently Matthew Perry had a pretty close relationship with his mother. They were texting each other. They were sharing things and being really candid with each other. And Keith Morrison also revealed
that his friends, including Jennifer Aniston, they thought that, you know, Matthew Perry was doing well and seemed happy before he died in October.
I listened to this interview, and yeah, Keith said the word happy several times, that for the, I think he, I'm not quoting, but paraphrasing his statement, I think he said something along the lines of, this was the first time in a long time that even Keith acknowledged or observed Matthew seemed happy. And then when Hoda asked him if he was surprised, he's like, and he paused, he thought about it for a while, and he goes, you know, you, it's one of those calls that you think you might get, but even when you get it, it's devastating.
And you know, Keith Morrison said that Matthew Perry himself said, if I suddenly died, people would be shocked, but not too many people would be surprised.
Yep.
And Keith Morrison mourning that the fact that Matthew Perry didn't get to have a third act in his life, because we, you know, we learned a lot about Matthew Perry, not only a brilliant comedic actor, we all knew that, but also he was a fantastic writer and an interesting director. And so I don't think that that part of Matthew Perry's talent was fulfilled in a way, perhaps, that it could have been in this later part of his life.
I think he touched up the scripts. If I remember that Sunset Strip show that he did?
Yeah, Studio 60. Mm-hmm.
Studio 60, yeah. I think he had uncredited, but I think he touched up scripts on that show. If I remember, that was so many years ago, but I remember reading that going, he did, you know, Carrie Fisher used to do that. She touched up scripts, even on Star Wars. The Last Jedi, she punched up scripts or her own dialogue. But
Carrie Fisher was a prolific script doctor in Hollywood. Yeah. She was one of the most in demand in Hollywood. People would go to her all the time. You know, she wouldn't get credited, so you wouldn't see her name, you know, up front during the credits. But there's a lot of people in Hollywood who do stuff like that. So it would be interesting if Matthew Perry had any kind of script doctoring career that he had on the side that we just are not aware of.
Yeah. Well, think about him. Think of his comedy chops again.
Yeah.
The words on a friend's script, it's just typed words. Matthew brought them, you know, brought them to life. That's talent. So he has that power in reverse with the written word. So
exactly. Is Tobey Maguire going to be Spider-Man again, guys?
What?
Toby?
Where's this news coming from, Holly?
This is coming from Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 3 co-star Thomas Hayden Church.
Okay.
Talking to the New York
Post.
Who plays Sandman in that movie. And he's hinting at the fact that a new Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie might be on the way. Now, this is gossip and scuttlebutt from Church.
Uh-huh.
He said that Sam Raimi, the director of the original Spider-Man trilogy, is doing, from what I've heard, another standalone Spider movie with Toby.
Well, with the Spider-Verse, they can travel back in time now. I know one person who's going to be elated, and that's my four-year-old. He loves Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. Or at least those are the most requested of the Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Toby's in great shape. Look at him in the last Spider-Man. He's my age. And I mean, I'm not trying to be gratuitous, but he rockin' bod still. And I say that because you kind of need that.
Yes.
I'm not objectifying him. You need that to be in that spider suit.
You're in a zoot suit.
Exactly. And Sam Raimi, he also has links to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He directed Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So he already has a relationship with Marvel. Now, I know that Spider-Man movies are a Sony Marvel deal. They've got a special relationship, but maybe it's happening.
Well, there's leverage. I don't want to get too inside baseball, but right now Sony is crying. Their Madam Web franchise that they thought they were going to launch is no more. So they're in a mood to make deals with their most coveted character.
Yeah.
Just saying. We're going to be back right after this.
Time to boob tube.
Boob tube!
You watch television last night?
I like to watch TV.
Saddle up. It's the boob tube bonanza.
I'd like to get paid to sit on my and watch TV.
With Jason and Alexis.
We've got a bonanza for you.
a boob tube bonanza. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Thank you for being here. I watched the part three, the final part of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. Yeah. And there was a couple drama points. I'll go to the very end. Kyle, this whole season, and as we say, even if you don't watch the show, you have even a little interest in pop culture, you maybe read the gossip sites. You know that Kyle's marriage has been in the spotlight with Maurizio. The story yesterday, for instance, Maurizio talking about the rift with him and Paris Hilton's father, their family. Paris Hilton is Kyle Richards' niece. That was brought up, by the way. And because Kathy Hilton came out. She was part of the reunion, and she was a united front with her sister, which is a far cry from the reunion last year when they were at odds. And basically, I didn't even think the relationship was repairable. But anyway, a lot of the focus was on Kyle and Maurizio's marriage for this part three. Of course, if I'm Bravo, I would do the same thing. This is what everyone really wanted to know.
Oh, yeah.
So on the marriage specifically, they're still living. Let me just break this down. They're still living together, but they are separated and leaving separate lives. Kyle revealed that Dancing with the Stars was painful for her when Maurizio went on there. Kathy Hilton went as far, and I was like, oh, wow. Kathy went so far to say, and Kyle agreed, that had this been good times with Kyle and Maurizio, Kyle would never have allowed Maurizio to do this, which sent a message to Kathy and the family that things really were not good. Kyle revealed that she certainly was jealous when Maurizio was showing up everywhere in the tabloids with his partner Emma. She's like,
holding,
I'm not going to sit
and stuff. Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to sit up here and lie and act like, you know, we were in the throes of separation and it's not fun seeing a man that you've been with. And I'm like, of course, I'm thinking to myself, even if you're irritated with Kyle, of course you can commiserate. You can agree with her.
A little sting.
And then it got to Morgan Wade, the country singer that has been the focus of a lot of rumors. You know, Morgan and Kyle struck up a quick, fast friendship. Mm-hmm. And to be blunt, a lot of viewers thought that they were lovers and they had something going. Kyle said no. Mm. Andy asked toward the end, flat out, is something going on? Kyle said no. But she didn't close the door in the future. Here's a little bit of her talking about more. Here's a little bit of her talking about Morgan toward the end of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Part 3 reunion.
And I said to the director,
this is of her music video, Morgan's.
Like, just anybody on camera, let alone a woman, or off camera.
Right.
So I was very nervous and, you know.
Because let me explain, I dropped the needle in the wrong place. Kyle did Morgan Wade's video and they kissed in the video. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, anxious. But I mean, if I'm being honest with myself, I was obviously curious in order to say yes. I mean, I'm saying I was obviously curious. I said yes for a reason. I mean, and she's, you know what? She's hot. What can I say?
$1 million question. Is there anything going on between the two of you?
Now, let me fast forward because they, of course, because they're smart and they're Bravo, they go to a break and they tease it over and they kept doing that. There were so many commercials in this and I was like, oh, Bravo, settle down. Here we go. Yeah.
In that way?
Yeah.
No.
Are you a couple?
No.
Do you have feelings for her?
Yeah, Andy.
I mean, I love her, and she's my friend, and I love her.
Kathy, what do you think of Morgan? You've hung out with her a bunch.
I have hung out with her a bunch, and I just think she is funny. She's very bright, humble, refreshing. And then when I saw her perform I was really blown away.
There's Kathy Hilton, Kyle's sister. Again, if you're not, if you don't have your legend in front of you, your right. your player's map of the Real Housewives.
Paris Hilton's mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kathy, who legendary friend of the Housewives. She was a breakout star a couple years ago. Earlier in the show, Kathy came out and started talking about the fact that Erica had said that the wives are afraid of Kathy. There are certain cast members that are afraid of how powerful Kathy is in Beverly Hills. Mm. And then at that exact moment, Sutton started to have an attack, like started shaking.
Oh.
And people were speculating it was because, and Kathy said as much, Kathy was getting ready to come for her because they had a falling out. Sutton and Kathy used to be good friends.
Yeah.
But they had a falling out. And at the very moment that question was posed to Kathy of like, well, what housewife is afraid of you, Kathy? Sutton started shaking. So yeah. And Sutton never returned to the reunion. Garcelle went with her in the ambulance. But yeah, it was a little weird.
Wow.
And as they were attending to Sutton, Kathy was basically, well, here's a little bit of it. Let's take a listen. You can, this is visual, but you can hear the drama when everyone's like, what's going on? Because Sutton just starts shaking and I'll pick it up from there.
Are you okay?
What's wrong?
You okay?
What
happened? Sorry, no, just
got... You want some water?
Oh, God.
Wait,
oh, God.
Yeah, can we call somebody, please?
You're shaking.
I don't want to lay down.
Take care.
I don't want to lay down.
No, 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 hold on. She's not sick. She's shaking.
Here, why don't you sit down?
I don't think she should be walking. Lay down.
Sit down. Okay.
Okay.
No, I know, but you're shaking. You're shaking.
I don't think this is good.
Oh, my God, that's scary.
She was saying she was hot a lot.
A hot flash. Sutton, you're 49 years old. It's bound to happen.
That's Kathy Hilton in the first of two shady ass moments. And then a little bit later, as the paramedics from Bravo, the on-set paramedics are working on her, Kathy literally turns to Erica on the other couch and was like, so how was your Christmas?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there we go. Shady as hell. I mean, literally asking about Christmas as the paramedics are on the set about 40 feet from Kathy Hilton.
Did Erica answer? Wow.
Yeah, Erica was like, yeah, I had a good one. How about you?
Oh, my gosh.
It was hysterically scandalous, like beyond scandalously funny.
Well, she's got her own legal woes. So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, hey, girl, how's your Christmas? Meanwhile, your cast member is hyperventilating. But anyway, you can catch up on this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Peacock. Starting today.
I'm surprised there's not a fourth part of it.
I know, seriously. My Talk is partnering with the Animal Humane Society for the 2024 Walk for Animals. Join Team My Talk and walk along with Captains Alexis and Holly on Saturday, May 4th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Registration is now open for all of you animal lovers, and Lex and Holly have demands.
Yeah, desires.
Yes, wish list.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Desires, not demands.
Well, yeah. I mean... Bunnies and strollers. We want cats.
Donkeys.
Yes, cats in space backpacks.
Yeah, guinea pigs with harnesses.
Yeah, little
not
dogs.
Not sex harnesses, by the way. Don't be perverts.
Hey, look, you could be studded. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard, gear it up. Sign up right now. MyTalk1071.com.
You're really old.
You're our age if you get that reference. Anyway, MyTalk1071.com to sign up. It's all joking aside, it's going to be a great day, and we love the Animal Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to come back, speaking of animals, with an Alexis animal story right after this.
Look, Simba, everything the light touches is Alexis's kingdom.
Wow. Live at the Animal News Desk, My Talk's Alexis Thompson.
Haven't heard that in a while. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for Animal News. With Alexis Thompson. Take it away, Lex.
Oh, I've got a story for you. We have been watching these two eagles, Jackie and Shadow. They're a couple. Jackie laid three eggs, And since February 29th, we have been on Pip Watch, waiting for the trio of eggs to hatch. And right now, there have been no cracks in the shells. And the executive director of Friends of Big Bear Valley, who are responsible for the cam that you can watch on YouTube, says that the eggs hatching is unlikely at this point in the eagle's journey. So they can't confirm that there's any pips in the eggs. And from precedent, when they've watched Jackie's eggs, they've already hatched at this point in time. But she did say, miracles do happen. And it's not a matter of giving up, but it's just a matter of tracking and just, you know, kind of being realistic and moving forward and watching what Jackie and Shadow do, especially in this next couple weeks when nothing's really happening.
So the unlikely miracle is the it gets better part?
Yeah. There could be a miracle that happens. So we're going to feel a little sad about that. I don't know how hopeful that is, but
well, I'm watching the live cam right now.
And what do you see?
The Big Bear Bald Eagle Live Nest Cam 1. Well, it's very windy this morning in California, and one of them is sitting in the nest.
Yeah, they're still watching.
They're still watching.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, when we first started watching, she had already laid the first egg for been there for 35 days. So when they turned the cam on, the anticipation was within the 3 or 4 days later, but it's been almost 2 weeks now. So we're not sure if the eggs are viable.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we're holding on to a chance.
We're holding on.
We're still holding on.
There's no way of knowing right now.
It could actually get better.
Yeah, it could be.
Now, your stories rarely do.
Right.
Good morning, children. This is a very sad animal story inspired by Alexis Thompson's Animal Kingdom. Once upon a time, a little girl had her ear chewed off by a rabid raccoon, and she almost bled to death. But her dad jumped in to save her.
Yay.
But the raccoon chewed off all his fingers.
Oh.
Hang with me, guys. The story gets better. The dad then bled to death. But his 6 children got to live with their favorite aunt, who might have been in a home for a year or two.
Oh.
But the children moved in anyway. As soon as the siblings and their earless sister moved in, the aunt lost control of her wheelchair and broke all the bones in her neck.
Oh.
And then the family's cannibal neighbor slash psychopath ate them.
Yay!
See? It got better. The end. Thanks, Alexis.
There we go.
Yay! Hey, anytime. Anytime. It could get better.
There's
it
another.
This is how they have had 2 litters of pips already. They're 10 and 12 years old. Many eagles have lived to 39 years old in the wild, and they are fertile and producing up until the end. So there's that.
Yeah. So they're horny until they die.
Uh-huh.
All right. So they're like the Tony Randalls of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Or my husband.
Oh. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Not you, though.
No. I'm so dumb. I didn't even know that eagle babies were called pips.
Oh.
Well, as in watch. Little pips.
Little pips, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, it's like I just think of Motown.
Yeah.
Little pips. Yeah.
And little Gladys Knight.
Little Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Little mom.
Gladys.
Yeah. Little Gladys Knight.
Oh, my gosh.
Little pip. I honestly didn't know that.
Oh.
I did not know that. So that's a good trivia question.
Little pips.
Remember, yeah, what are baby eagles, pips.
Mm-hmm.
How long are they considered a pip until they turn into peeps? Or, I mean, is it pip until what? They're out of the... Are they pips in the egg? Is that what the criteria is?
No,
and I'm not being facetious.
No, no,
I'm
it's when they're out. When they've hatched. They're called pips.
Okay.
It usually...
Those are the chicks for a chick. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. It's called the internal pip. And then it's just the pip.
Imagine Gladys Knight and the internal Pips. That doesn't have the same ring to it.
It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Oh, 12 weeks, so they're called a Pip. Okay. For 12 weeks, yeah, first 3 months of life, it looks like, yeah.
Baby animal names. I just went at Pips and then Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
Joeys.
Joeys, the various names. And then there's the various names for groups of animals.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh.
Like the crows, a murder.
Uh-huh.
A flock. And then my favorite, a flamingo group of flamboyants.
A flamboyance. Yeah, that's right. A flamboyance
of flamingos.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
We got a pod of dolphins, a leash of foxes.
A what?
A leash.
Oh, well, that's what the group of foxes is called, a leash?
Yep, or a skulk of foxes.
By the way, going back to
a bloat of hippos, yes.
Going back to an earlier topic, there's a scene in Netflix's The Gentleman that involves a fox that I laughed out loud. That was another great shot. I guffawed. I just, because it was so rando. It was so random. And there's a fox in the scene, and I'm just like, oh, is that a fox? Oh, yep. Son of a biscuit. There's a fox right there. So,
yep. The Gentleman on Netflix.
What is a group of whales? A bloat?
A bloat is a hippopotamus or a thunder.
Okay.
An aggregation of manatee, a company of parrots, a crash of rhinos.
Ooh, a fever of stingrays.
Ooh, I love. Yes.
That's my favorite. I'm hearing fever in the back of my mind.
Yeah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. A fever of stingrays.
A nab of toads.
Of course.
Oh, you think toads are adorable?
A flock of lice.
Look.
Okay.
Toads are adorable. Do you think so, too?
They can be. Yeah. Man, look, we used to go in my backyard and we used to catch toads and then put them in jars and ice cream containers.
Yeah.
We'd poke holes. They could breathe.
Mm-hmm.
But when PETA, you got, yeah.
H. Roberts at my, no, I'm
just yeah, that's, yeah. Hey, come at me. Come at me.
You let him go later.
Yeah. Yeah. You just poke a hole when you could get the biggest toad in the backyard.
In the container. Not the toad.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. That was a treasure.
Mm. God, remember that scene in E.T. when Elliot all hopped up? Saved all the frogs from the science from the biology class.
Yes.
And all the kids started letting out all of the frogs. The kids still do that.
Catch frogs and toads?
No. In biology class. Do they dissect?
Do they still dissect? Oh, no.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, first you've got the worm. You start with that in middle school.
Yeah.
And then you advance to the frog.
Yeah.
And then you can advance to larger creatures if you're in high school anatomy class. Now,
like
I can't.
Fetal pig.
Yeah, I can't necessarily speak to that because I opted out of that science opportunity.
Yeah, I did
in
too,
in high school,
actually.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to do physics instead. We're just going to do some math.
Yeah. What does that say about me? I was a dissecting machine.
Oh.
I did it all. I don't feel like I had a choice, though.
And you knew when the kids in high school were in that unit because you could smell the formaldehyde down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, no, the anatomy class is stinking.
Sure was.
Mr. Lang, I was like, no, I think I'm going to pass on this. I'm good. Thank you. I don't think I'll be using this in my life, but thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you never know when you need to dissect a worm.
I mean, that's true. Well, on that lovely note, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget tomorrow, weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. Brittany and her sister, Real Housewives, is the topic. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
Well, that's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. Are we playing Leprechaun tomorrow, too?
Oh, that's right, because it is Friday.
Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. Ooh, that's going to be fun. Don and Steve experience up next. Bye.